Hey, Tim.
Hey, Dan.
Guess what?
You're mad and I'm not.
You know it. This week, it is a clip show, sort of. We did a bunch of interviews.
Oh, is it a best of?
No. It's not like a shitty sitcom where we release just like, we need to fill a spot. So there's, here's some funny moments that we've...
Reminisced from some good parts of this season.
Actually, that would be funny if we did like a, hey, Tim, remember that time that we did this and then we just play a clip from an old episode? That is funny. We should do that.
It just takes a bit more preparation than we're willing to.
That's the fun. That's the irony of that episode would be it would take much longer to do.
It would. And people wouldn't like it because they're like, but I already listened to this.
Yeah.
Well, there's something you haven't listened to yet.
No. And that's all of our interviews from the Accounting Business Expo a few weeks back. We chatted to some great people on the floor, went around, found out what's the latest with a few of them.
Even one of our favorite podcast listeners.
Yeah. Is there a new man on the street? I don't know. You might have to listen.
I think there could be.
Yeah. All I know is that the original person on the street didn't answer his phone ever. But this one, right there, ready to go. Yeah. So have a listen. We're back next week. We've got, who have we got on next week, Tim?
Next week we have... I can't remember. No. It is Rutland.
It is.
From Harvey Norman.
It is.
You were testing me there.
I was testing.
I failed the test for
you
a second.
Yeah.
No, it's Harvey Norman Technology Solutions.
One of the people we met at the Accounting Business Expo.
It was, funnily enough. And we may have a special thing happening.
There's an announcement next week. So tune into the podcast next week because we're going to be talking about a competition. And I know what you're thinking, dear listeners. You're like, I've entered your competitions before and I'm still waiting for that scarf. My name's Caroline. but that's not the case with this.
There's wasn't actually a scarf for her child.
Yeah.
It's probably now like a teenager
or something. Yeah. So yes, this is a competition that we're going to be running, with the
real
folks.
Like an actual solid prize.
Yes, that's right. With the folks at Harvey Norman Technology Solutions for Businesses, which listen next week when I'm talking about some scary cybersecurity and IT things with
horror
the gang.
Stories.
It's a good chat. But yeah, tune in next week for that. But for the moment, enjoy the clip show that is to come. Bye.
I'm Sabah Gill. I'm the chief executive of Dext, and I'm from London.
Yeah, all the way down here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here with us.
No, my pleasure. It's been great.
How have you found the conference?
The conference has been great, right? Getting out, for me, is the most important thing as a chief executive. You know, having internal meetings is sort of fine, but, you know, my passion is just meeting people, right? And getting out and meeting accountants and bookkeepers and getting real first-hand feedback on what's working and what isn't working. Because that, to me, ultimately, I'm trying to provide a solution or a product that provides value. And it's like, I got to go and speak to the people it's supposed to provide the value to make sure whether or not it's really landing.
True. It's funny, like, you wouldn't expect that for like an accounting software or in the accounting industry. Like, you've got to get out there and speak to the people, but it is such a people-focused industry, isn't it?
It is, and look, community is probably the single biggest thing in the accounting and industry, right? Yeah. The number of people that I speak to, and I sometimes sort of ask them, you know, how do you make your decision on technology? And they say, well, I listen to the community. I find out what works. I find out what doesn't work. And those are the people I stay away from. So that community element of people buying from their peers and based on what peers are saying is so important. Probably more so in this industry than any other industry I've worked in.
Yeah, well, you were telling us just a second ago about a story you heard of someone who, through someone they know, found out they didn't need to manually process a giant pile of paper. They could use you guys and solve that. So that's a perfect example of the community, and it's really word of mouth and it's other people who are using it.
Correct.
Yeah,
no, and it was a great story, right? Mm. And if you see the pictures of, you know, all of these receipts screwed up on the floor that were would have taken probably a day if you manually tried to enter them.
Yeah.
And she was able to enter all of them within 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just a phenomenal story when you hear that. And this was a working mother who, you know, had two children, and she was spending her spare time doing stuff which is very mundane and away from her family.
Yeah.
So, you know, our overall aim is really to give time, right? Yeah. It's the one thing that we all crave more of. Mm. It's the one thing, once it's spent, you can never get it back.
Yeah.
And for me, if I can do the impossible, which is give time back to people so that they can then either use that as an opportunity to take on more clients, grow their business, or more importantly in this case, spend time with their family.
Yeah, we did a live podcast yesterday, and our whole topic was around capacity is king for accountants and bookkeepers, because that's what we lack. We lack that time. We lack that ability to use our time to go out and do more in the world. Because you know, we're superheroes, we like to think, accountants and bookkeepers. But moving back to Dex, so for people who don't know everything that Dex does, because there's different components. I know a lot of people might just think, oh, it's just entering in your bills to get them read and entered in as accounts payable or whatever. Explain the different components.
Yeah, so look, we have three main products, right? The core of our product, which most people will know, formerly known as Receipt Bank, is Dex Prepare.
Yep.
And that's very much the key enabler of getting in AP, invoices, receipts. You know, one of the things that people may not know about us is that we can also bring in handwriting, our handwritten invoices. So you imagine how difficult that's going to be, right? But we've got all these AI machine learning engines that sit in the background that try and interpret this information and then load that through to the system.
That's
unstructured data,
right?
Whereas a lot of providers out there, they're able to pick up something because it's structured. Whereas I think our key is really about unstructured data as well as structured.
And everyone does their invoicing slightly differently, different softwares. So if it's unstructured, that's always the bane of bookkeepers, especially their existence, when they're trying to figure out how to get this thing to enter it properly and save them time.
Yeah, and look, last year we processed over 300 million transactions, right, globally. 72% of all of that was through a automated AI engine, right? Applied AI, in exactly what you've just said, which is this unstructured invoices, they're coming in, there could be invoices you've never ever seen before, and it automatically gets processed, right, within that 72%. For those invoices that don't get processed for whatever reason, normally things like, you know, somebody's put an invoice on the dashboard, it's faded. It can't read every piece of information. The worst thing about that is normally it's like too late to actually go back and actually remember what that invoice related to, especially if it was like the supplier information has gone. How do I now make sure I've recorded it properly? And then you're reliant on manual intervention and processes. Things like that are so key, right? So for us, just having the ability to be able to automate as much as we can, take that time saving, making people more efficient and effective, is our number one. That's really what Dex Prepare does. But it does a lot more than that, because, you know, supplier rules, automating the transactions. We've got 1.5 billion transactions sitting in our AI large language model. So if you think about an invoice coming in for the first time, it's got 1.5 billion transactions in which to go and do a compare or comparison. Have I ever seen this invoice before, or a similar format, or anything else from this particular vendor? Maybe they've changed their format, they've implemented a new system, but I can go back and check all of that information and then start applying some additional context. Like, what's the most likely general ledger code to code this particular product from this particular, let me go and look at historically where all of that stuff was done, and it will put that in. So Dex Prepare does, you know, as you say, more than just extraction. It's adding intelligence and trying to automate that entire process as much as possible. We then have a precision tool, which is great for accountants.
I have used precision. I do like it.
It's great, because the one thing it does is it really, one of the things I think the challenge for an accountant is, where do I spend my time? On which clients do I spend my time? And am I really effectively logging my time against every single client that I'm actually working on? So what precision really does is it gives you insights that you may not necessarily know until you actually go looking.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is stop people go looking.
Yeah.
We'll do the looking for you,
tell you.
And highlight to you, these are the issues, these are the problems. We'll give you a health score for your client. Mm. We'll build workflows across all of the different activities you do for that client to then highlight what you should be doing and when you should be doing it.
There was even just little features in there that I loved, like checking the ABNs for GST registration and comparing that to what's been entered in the file. All that kind of stuff, like how many different contacts are there and are there duplicates and all that, like, which is creates a mess when we try and analyze that data and help the client with things.
Yeah.
So little things like that I loved.
Yeah, and the ABN piece is an interesting one. It's probably the number one thing that we've heard over the last couple of times because some of our competitors don't actually do the check.
No.
So when you actually see the ABN number, you can imagine, you know, first thing is it a valid ABN number? Let's do a quick check to make sure it is. Just to make sure there's no fraudulent activity. Yeah. So once we've done the check, it actually goes into Xero, right? Mm. And it has a quick look and sort of says, well, actually, or the GL, whichever one you're using. And it sort of has a look and says, well, actually, I haven't got an ABN number, but I have on the invoice. Do you know what? Let's go populate it.
Yeah.
So actually then enhances the data points that you've got from the invoices that are coming through. So that makes a massive difference for
us
as well.
That's great. So what's the final piece of the puzzle then in Index?
Yeah, the final piece for us is, and it's the third of that product, which is commerce. So, you know, that's if you're buying or selling online. Mm. So that's our third of our products. The next piece is, how do you bring all of these things together?
Yeah.
So in our product roadmap, we've got something around convergence and unification, of bringing all of these three products together onto one single platform. So when you log on, you log on to Dex.
Yeah.
You're not logging on to Commerce or Precision. Or because the thing is, what we want to really do is that every single one of your clients needs to be healthy in the way that you're processing it. So why shouldn't we just have the ability to show everybody a health score?
Yeah.
And then we're going to put in customizable health scores because Dexter has its own way of identifying what a health score is. But you may look at it and sort of say, well, actually, for this particular client, cash is more important. So let me look at a different part of components. Are we treating duplicate invoices the same way as duplicate contacts, or are we against cash flow? It's like, well, actually, I'm not too concerned with the first two. Number three is the most important. Therefore, if that doesn't work, the health score comes down. So there's a lot more coming that sort of says, you know, it's a single platform. A lot of things that clients or partners don't know, accountants and bookkeepers don't necessarily know, is they know everything financially, but they don't necessarily know everything about the business.
Yeah.
So Precision gives you those insights about how's the business, how healthy is it. And then when you've got things like commerce transactions, we can go through your invoices. We could probably work out quite quickly, do they sell online?
Yeah.
Right? So that's where commerce comes in, because commerce can now all of a sudden, if I find an invoice from Amazon, the chances are I know that client sells online.
Yeah.
I can now put a trigger in place that says, I know you, we believe that you sell online. We know that you sell on Amazon because we see a monthly invoice. Would you like me to go and get all of your Amazon sales orders, all of your Amazon transactions, download it to your system, automatically then reconcile everything? If so, click here.
Yeah, which is so great. Yeah.
Sounds too easy.
So there's a lot of work gone into it, but I think that's the evolution, which is, how do we, and it does go back to that first conversation we had around time.
Yeah.
How do we make time and efficiency and effectiveness? You know, it's all about, you know, our vision is all about make accounting effortless.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to do, is what are all the cool features we can constantly just put in. But the important thing is making sure that we're verifying with accountants and bookkeepers, which goes back to your original question of, you know, it's the passion that I have of, I want to make sure what I deliver has value, has the right value proposition. And the only way of doing that is when accountants and bookkeepers give me the war stories like the one I shared earlier that says, it does make a difference. And this is what you could do for me more, right?
Which just, I imagine it's a lot about removing the friction. And I as accountants and advisors, if there's something that just takes a little bit longer than it should, or it's too fiddly, we just won't do it because we don't have the time.
Yeah.
Or and therefore, you know, clients might not be getting the best advice they can because we don't have the time to go analyze things or get this data that you're talking about. But if it's there and it's all working together and it's in one place,
yep.
that just seems like a good idea.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. So that's sort of our next evolution. Yeah. You know, the other things we're working on is that, and there's some stuff that we just recently put out. So things like, you know, just a basic thing like an email attachment.
Yeah.
It was like now all of a sudden you can actually see the email, you can see the core of the email, you've got traceability through the entire system. Where, how did the invoice actually come in?
Yeah.
You know, we've got new things like expenses, we're putting in mileage tracking.
Yeah.
Right. It's one of, you know, one of the things, it's a bugbane. I think every time I'm traveling or my team are traveling, it's like, can I, you know, they normally what they'll end up doing is after the trip, they'll go to Google Maps, put in A to B,
yeah,
try and work out the route they did, screenshot that as evidence sort of the mileage, yeah, then manually enter that into an expenses system, attach the image to show this is the route I took, then put in all the details. But imagine if you could, instead of doing that, but on your trip, open up the Dex app, take your trip, at the end of it, Dex then recognizes the fact that you're on a trip,
yeah,
and then ask you questions like, was this a personal trip? Yeah. Was this a business trip?
Yeah.
And by putting in it's a business trip, it will know where your start was, it knows where your end point was, knows what your mileage is, and it would just automatically create that into an expenses line item in Dex that will allow that to be pre-populated again into Xero.
It's unreal.
Again, removing friction. I love it.
It's making me dream of the possibilities that are open to us in the future. Yeah. And I mean, we saw Simon Griffith this morning, who is the founder of Who Gives a Crap, and he said they're in the business of delighting their customers. It's very clear you guys, Dext, are in the business of providing time. So business of time.
And for me, you know, similar to what Simon was saying, you know, my job is to exceed everybody's expectations, right, in relation to what we deliver, how we deliver it. And you know, if I say I'm going to make you efficient, save you a couple of hours, that to me is, you know, it's a target, but that's not my aim. My aim is to actually exceed that significantly enough that they not only say, well, that saved it. Wow, they really saved me the time that I was talking about. So our overall job is always to exceed expectations.
And then everyone in the accounting industry has more time to listen to our podcast.
Well, thank you for coming on and chatting to us about this. We're keen to chat with you further. So hopefully listeners, in the next month or so, we're going to have an extended chat with you. So I'm keen to dive more into what's the future for Dext and what else is going on.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much.
Great. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Right, bye.
Hello, I'm Joyce Ong, co-founder and CEO of Dax Nuggets Academy.
And you missed out the biggest part, which is friend of the podcast, obviously.
Yes, I have been on it.
Yeah. How are you finding the conference?
Yeah, really good. Exceeded our expectations because we have an amazing customer success manager who has done all this before. He used to have like 500K budget booths, and he was very pedantic that we got a really good spot, and so we got amazing traffic.
Yeah, nice.
You do have a good spot.
Yeah, and like I spoke on both days, and so that helped to drive traffic to our booth as well.
Nice. So what's going on with Tax Nuggets these days? Obviously we know because occasionally we're on Tax Nuggets, but
some great webinars with the Tudorak accountants.
Yeah.
yes, that's always fun. Other than that, we just recently hit $1 million in our annual recurring revenue run rate.
Congratulations.
Not revenue yet.
Yeah.
Get there soon, but run rate. Yes, and we are going from a team of 5 to 6.
Hey!
So we're hoping to, we have 3 events a week now, and we're hoping to double that by the end of the year.
Huge.
Fingers crossed.
Huge.
Yeah, so you're going to have to come back on Tax Nuggets at least every week.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
We'll just do a live podcast for Tax Nuggets every week. Is that what you're saying? Or?
No. You have to actually come onto our show every week. And do slides as well. We don't just talk. We're all about the visuals,
We're weak with our slides game. I will say
that's okay. That's where we come in. We put the razzle dazzle on for y'all.
So anything you want to push for Tax Nuggets at the moment? If there's accountants listening to this who have a team that needs some training, where should they start with you guys?
Just sign up.
What are you waiting for?
Sign up, because like we're probably the most engaging online learning platform for accountants in the whole universe.
I think so. I agree.
Yay!
Nice.
Actually, so we've just taken on our first offshore team member, and it was really nice to be able to just queue, to be like, go watch some videos, and you're going to learn a bunch of stuff that's going to save us time explaining things. So, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's a massive help.
Cool.
I think that's everything, so thank you. Oh, where should people find you? What's the website?
TaxNuggetsAcademy.com.au.
Perfect.
Or just Google us.
Yeah, Tax just Nuggets, Google Tax Nuggets.
It'll,
yeah.
It'll pop up. You can check out all our 5-star Google reviews as well.
They might find a karaoke video or two from you.
Yes.
As well.
Follow me on LinkedIn. I do sing songs about tax. Hey, anything. You know, we accountants have a bad rep enough, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm really trying to disrupt that. And yeah.
You're trying to disrupt the bad rap with a bad rap.
I haven't tried rapping yet.
Okay,
but,
right.
You know, one day, you never know.
One day, nice. All right. Well, thanks, Joey. Thanks for coming on.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye. Hi, I'm Kate from Brief. We have an advisory platform helping accounting firms structure their advisory services so that they can serve more clients and then highlight the value of advisory really easily.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. And I'm actually particularly excited to speak to you because I spoke to you a few years ago, actually.
Yeah.
It was COVID time.
Like
it was Zoom
2 years ago.
Yeah. And you were figuring this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very keen to hear where it's gotten to.
Yeah.
Because I see you at all the conferences now.
Just making my way.
Yeah. So tell us about Brief.
Yeah. So I would say that the biggest feature of the product is that we check in with clients prior to the meeting for accounting firms. And it's questions like, what's giving you energy in your business? What's taking your energy? Really finding out the context around the numbers, but then also really understanding how business owners feel.
Cool.
So how do they feel about their business? How do they feel about their advisory services so that you can have a pulse across your whole client base and then really kind of give an extra hand if they're not feeling great about their business or if you have a more junior person that's owning that relationship, really understanding and being across everything without having to be in the room all the time.
That's really cool. So like, how does that work? Is it automated? Does it feed off a database of some sort, like XPM? You know, a lot of people use that.
Yeah, so it's all automated and you can kind of set it and forget it depending on when your meetings are taking place.
Oh.
And then you can use that information to prep and it's all kind of in a central location. And then you can send out pre-meeting materials really easily, have all your meeting notes all in one place and then send out those meeting summaries. And we drive accountability through client action items as well so that they can get reminders and they don't even have to log in and can complete those actions.
That's
so that
cool.
You don't have to do it all the time as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it is like weirdly time consuming to have to like take those notes, send them out, and then go back and be like, because especially if you're doing it monthly, like, did I email it? Or did I save it in the calendar? Or did I write that one down? So yeah, that's cool that it takes actions from last meeting, puts it into the pre-work for the next meeting.
And the other thing too is that we really want to showcase or make it easy for you to showcase the journey that you're on with your clients.
Right.
So everything that you've done with them, right? So every action that's been kind of completed, every goal set, goal hit, targets completed, meetings that you've had. So everything that you've really been able to do with them, because then you can showcase over a period of time and really showcase everything that goes into that advisory session. It's not just about, you know, financial growth at all costs or kind of that linear growth. It's usually exponential. So there's so much happening at the beginning for that big reward at the end and really be able to tell that story.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Love it. So what should people do if they want a piece of that action.
If you want to see Brief in action, you can go on our website, book a demo. Happy to take you through the product.
Cool.
And see if it's right for your firm.
Sounds like we should book a demo, Dan.
I think so.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Ned Appleton from FYI. I've been head of sales here for a couple of years now.
Nice. So for those who don't know, and it'd be weird if they didn't at this point, who are FYI?
Yeah, great. So we're a document management and process automation engine and super excited. We've got a finger hovering over the launch button for our new Elite plan. So we're launching a new plan in the market, hopefully in the next week or two.
What's Elite about it?
Elite is going to be practice management,
but
reimagined, so an automated practice management engine specifically for accountants. So helping them scale up. So things like multi-entity, different charge rates, some things that the particularly large firms have been calling out for a while. So super excited. A couple of years of work, here we are.
Well, there's a lot of, like we own an accounting firm and we speak to a lot of accountants, and I think practice management software has been a problem for a while. Usually we're using a bunch of different tools to kind of patchwork things together. Yeah. So that's exciting. That's very exciting.
Yeah, but we haven't taken our eye off the ball either. Yeah. So we release every week. So every Thursday there's a new release. Mm. And so late last year, my favorite release was merge fields on document names. Yeah. So an example there is when you create a tax letter, the document name will automatically be tax letter Tim Katz Accountants.
Yeah, right.
2024, the year included in the merge fields.
Very nice.
You know, standard naming conventions, which is a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
That is very good. So what else is happening at FYI? Anything else you're excited about?
Just an expanding team, so up to 55 team members. There's 20 full-time developers, getting really good market traction. We're just about to stick over 25,000 users, which is really exciting. And we're onboarding about 60 firms a month at the moment. So it's super exciting.
What makes you different from other document management providers out there at the moment?
I guess, well,
apart from practice management,
a lot of firms are still moving from the legacy. So there's still a lot of firms on desktop, and they just want servers, and it's time to move on. They're paying for this Microsoft 365 subscription, which enables them to collaborate out with their clients, but they can't use it because they're still stuck on a desktop document management system.
Yeah.
We're also seeing firms move from SharePoint, other online providers. So it's last year we moved firms off 23 different document management platforms.
Wow.
So.
What if you're an old hat like me and you like folders?
Folders are one way to do it. If I want to find a different year, I've got to come out of the folder, back into that different year. Whereas if you use metadata, you can just go, hey, I want to see all the correspondence for the last 3 years and filter it just on emails. Mm. Filtering is, I think it's a better way to go.
Yeah.
But in FYI, we've actually built what's called Cabinet Explorer. So if you are someone who can't quite adapt, then you can still use a folder-like structure.
I like
in the FYI
Cabinet
platform.
Explorer says to me, we didn't want to do this. Some people have asked, but we're not going to call it folders, though. So we're just going to call it cabinets. Yeah.
No, that's cool.
See, that's part of change management, is that you need to take everyone in the firm with you. You can't you can't have, there's lots of different generations now. It's five generations in the workforce. And so whilst it's great to have cloud tools, it's also great to help multiple generations use the same tools.
I have another question. So workflow management.
Yeah.
Is that part of the practice management?
Yeah.
So you've been doing that for a while though, right? Tasks, jobs.
Yeah, so tasks and jobs.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited about tasks. I'm pretty passionate about it because for me, it's leverage in an accounting firm. So the more a partner can get an email in from a client and just task it on means leverage for that partner, but also means you can start to really re-educate your team in how to do client-facing work.
Mm.
So I'm really passionate about tasks. But so the process automation engine can really do your workflow. And so it can make the job move between job states depending on where it is in the process.
Right.
And so your team complete a task, let's say, get client information, and when they complete the task, it automatically updates the job state to the work in progress.
It assigns the next team member. Cool.
And when we start talking about LEAT or practice management, when the job is completed, automatically draft an invoice and put it in the partner's approval tray ready to go out.
That's cool.
Right? So that's automated practice management.
That's pretty cool. What about timesheets?
Timesheets.
You guys have thought of everything.
So we do timesheets today. We update back into XPM. But
it pushes into XPM.
Yeah, correct. So what we do today is you can do a timesheet based off activity. So today I've created file notes, I've done meeting notes, I've had emails, I've done documents against clients. I can look at all that activity and draft a timesheet based off my activity. So you can today we can probably save about 50% of time just off that.
Wow.
But our goal is to save 70% of timesheet creation because we're looking to do it based off activity or auto time. So we'll pre-draft your timesheet based on what you've done today, and all you have to do is go down and say, hey, actually that task didn't take me 15 minutes, it took me 20.
Wow. What's next? What's the roadmap for the future?
More?
Yeah, I want more. This is always the issue, right? You release a lot of features, people are like, what?
But what else is there?
I'm just excited. That's where that question comes from.
Two key ones are employee management. Employee management, so having being able to control your employees, and again the automation engine to help you onboard your employees, offboard them, etc. The second one is forms, so enabling you to send a form out to a client, have them complete it, and have that form then update information back in FY.
Forgive my ignorance on this one. A long time ago when we were first looking at FYI, there was the promise of ATO integrations and things there. Has that ever happened? Is that still on the roadmap?
We've got a little one, the notice assessment. So you can grab that information from ZeroTux. But really, there's two great providers, ATO Mate, ATO SmartDocs. Because that problem, to some extent, has been solved, do we invest in that area or do we go and look at everything else that we could possibly do to increase value for our clients?
Yeah, cool.
That's the strategy.
Sounds good. If people want to find more about FYI, where do they go?
Yeah, new URL, fyi.app. So you'll note there we've dropped the docs because we're becoming so much more than a document management platform. FYI.app, super simple to remember. Come and have a catch up with the team.
Cheers. Thanks
guys.
On.
Really appreciate it.
Cheers.
Yeah, cool. So I'm Claire Layton. I'm co-founder, COO of Bluesheets. We're an automation platform for finance teams.
Nice. So for the people listening, what does that mean?
Great question.
Yeah.
So we're an operating system that sits behind the scenes of the tools and processes an accountant is already using. That could be between your communication tools with your client, like your email, inbox, our app, for example, to get information in. And then the important piece, which is the ERP and accounting system. So as tax professionals, you're handling everything, getting that mapped and coded into the system to complete that process. So we automate that end-to-end flow by digitizing and structuring all of the information. We categorize it, we run verification over to check its accuracy. And then we allow you to set workflows to map that in. So you're seeing the data surface for the first time in the ledger, already mapped and coded.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Are you saying that it could deal with my emails for me?
It could actually deal with your emails for you. We have a smart inbox feature.
You have no idea how much of a big deal that is for Tim.
Oh my God.
He's been talking about this for years.
That's massive. So we talk a lot about end-to-end workflow automation, and we're not the only automation software out there for accountants, not by any means. Mm. So we really focus on end-to-end automation. And that means a couple of things for us, but for example, your messy inbox, Tim, the point of origination. So even if we have a beautiful digitization capability, if someone is manually moving documents and files around to start that process, that's a failure to us. We want to start at the point where you start handling this information with clients. So we have a smart inbox setup. We can use something as simple as automatic email forwarding, which we can generate from our system. You can use our app, you can smart scan, and we merge and split the documents. We really want to start at the beginning of that workflow. Where we specialize and differentiate quite a bit from your typical scanning or OCR solutions is exactly that, end-to-end. Because we get more accuracy, we're very high degree of accuracy, near 100%, but I can't quite say that because we have handwritten documents. It means we can get it end-to-end without the need to intervene. So the accuracy and the granularity of the data allows us to do that for you.
Yeah, that's great. Because like a lot of automation tools still require a significant part of manual processing, or you're checking, or it's wrong. So like the more accurate it is and the more it just does it, that's so much better.
Exactly, and that's where you, like, where we see absolutely the most efficiency gains. And we were talking before about one of our case studies here in Australia, which would be Koala, started with mattresses. I know them from their cricket captain sponsor, but
nice.
Major player in the e-commerce space, and we help them with everything in their AP flows. So using a kind of a mid-market ERP system, get everything from their purchase orders matched with their invoices and shipping across the entire flow of their value chain to get goods out to customers. We digitize and structure all of that, we match it, we send it through approval layers so that they're seeing it for the first time surfaced in the ERP, already mapped, coded, goods receipted, purchase orders matched with the appropriate approvers signed off on those.
That's great. That sounds amazing.
So it's sort of like hard to wrap your head around in some ways, but basically it's customizable to suit whatever problems you need solved.
Yeah, you can think about it at a really high level. We break it down into the digitization and structuring of information. So you plug in and you're seeing all of this rich kind of data lake exists on our cloud platform. And then you just connect to the tools that you're using and configure your workflows at whatever level of granularity you want to automate that. So in Koala's use case, we're connecting to NetSuite. We connect to their email server with our smart inbox. So we're pulling that in, we digitize and structure everything, and then they've configured, okay, well, here is my overarching workflow, I want AP documents into NetSuite. We connect, then they go really granular on, okay, well, this supplier, I actually want to split these line items to these different tax codes, these different tracking categories, these different account codes. And then here, I want to layer matching, here I want to layer approvals. But you can keep it really high level, which would just be my sales summaries, my bank statements, my invoices into the accounting ledger with these settings.
That's great. That sounds awesome. So if people want to find out more, where do they go?
Bluesheets.ai. Bluesheets, as it sounds, like a blue sheet.
Yeah. Nice. Perfect. Thanks for coming on.
No, very welcome. Thank you.
Cheers.
I'm Sally. I'm Business Development Manager for CloudStaff APAC. Been working there now for just over 6 months. Really enjoy this organization. I find my day is very diverse. I get to speak to lots of different people in different areas and
Including the two drunk accountants recently.
Exactly, yeah, which has been a thrilling experience. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. As I said to you yesterday, probably the most exciting accountants I've met in my life, and I've met a few.
It's a tough competition, that one, for the most exciting accountant. We're doing our best.
Well, the award, as far as I'm concerned, has been won, so.
Thank you very much. Well, so CloudStaff, tell us what is it? What makes it different as a BPO?
Yeah, so I think what I really like about CloudStaff is a lot of BPOs talk about caring about their staff's well-being, whereas with CloudStaff, it's something that we practice, and we really do care about their well-being. We've got a great reputation in the Philippines. A lot of people want to work for us because once you get to CloudStaff, you're probably not going to leave. We have rewards, we have raffles, people win TVs at our meetings. We do after-hour events and like kids' events. We have yoga sessions. It's really more of a community rather than an employer, and I think that's why we're probably one of the best well-known BPOs around at the moment.
I'm concerned that our onshore team is going to hear this and start expecting we give TVs out at meetings and yoga sessions.
I hear the Christmas party goes off at CloudStaff.
For sure. So we have a rage Christmas party every year where not only employees are invited, but they're allowed to bring their families as well.
Oh, nice.
So there's concerts. I think last year we had our director from the States actually doing karaoke, which was nice. Something he wasn't completely happy about, but he got up and he did it for the team. So we have lots of events. It's literally, and maybe not so much here in Australia, kind of hoping that they're going to start offering free childcare, dental and medical here, but no, in the Philippines, if you work in one of our offices, if you're not feeling well, we've got doctors on site that you can go and see, dentists, that sort of a thing. So that's why we have the reputation we do.
That's great.
Yeah, and we have literally been going through the process of finding offshore team members of our own, and we'll be doing a series on that in the future, but I have found that the candidates coming through have been really good. We've been doing lots of interviews. We've got some more booked in for Friday, actually, so...
Yeah.
So that's been a big positive of our experience. Lots of candidates.
And dealing with the BDM that you've been dealing with as well. I mean, I know it's been an awesome experience. So.
Yeah, obviously. Yes, Sally's been a great help. So what are you guys preaching at this conference? Like, what's your big sort of thing you're telling
everyone?
I think
for us, obviously, this is an accounting expo, but I don't think a lot of people realize that we work in other areas as well. And accounting firms will sometimes not just use us for accountants and bookkeepers, but they also need someone like an admin assistant or a virtual assistant or someone to help with their SEO. So yeah. SEO specialists are a big thing at the moment. Marketing people, you know, tech support, real estate, we kind of do it all. So any role that can be managed online and work remotely is what we can assist people with both here and in America. So
do you think you could have anyone to replace us on the podcast and do our heavy lifting for us?
No.
Correct. No, we are irreplaceable.
The authenticity of the two of you and the banter and just the collaboration, I mean, it's pretty sweet. I really like how you guys talk.
That's why we come around here. We like to get this feedback from everyone at all the different stalls.
No, you guys work well together. Like I said, best accountants I've met.
If people want to get more information from CloudStaff, where do they go?
Obviously our website, which is cloudstaff.com, or you can reach out to me, Sally Simmons. I'm on LinkedIn. I believe that if you put in Sally Simmons, I'm at the top. So, so any more information, reach out to us that way. Otherwise, our website's got some good info. I don't know if I can give my email address or not. I might not want to do that. So, yeah. But, no, all good. Yeah.
Cheers. All right, thanks, Sally.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. Mate. Thanks, Tim. Have a good one. Cheers.
Okay. So, we're here with Tom, who is Member Growth with IPA. And which is funny because Dan and I are CPAs, yeah. So we did.
Sorry about that.
We did put that disclaimer out there. Yeah. Thank you for your apology as well. Tom, thanks for being with us here at ABE. Have you found the conference?
Yeah, it's been a really good couple of days for us. Probably busier than we first expected. A lot of our members coming to see us, as well as members of other accounting bodies like CPA and CA. So it's been really good to get the word out, and a good lot of people to meet.
And what is the main thing that IPA is trying to talk about here at the conference?
Yeah, so IPA are quite interesting as an organisation because we do focus our time with small to medium-sized enterprises. And a lot of people are coming to us and discussing CBD, so training options that we hold. And a lot of CPA and CA members do come to us specifically for our training. So it's a really, really good focus for us that we do like to hear that our training options are good for those who aren't maybe in the big four game.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I've definitely Googled, answers to questions before and found some good content from IPA actually online. So you just made me think of that. Great. So, if any accountants are listening and want to know more about IPA or the CPD or the program, where should they go and what's the next step?
So our website's always the best place to go. You'll usually speak to one of our online team will touch base with you once you jump on, so it will pop up straight away. So just search IPA Australia and it'll be usually the first one that you see there. They'll put you towards one of the staff in whatever area you're sort of needing. So if it might be advocacy, membership, or even CPD, you'll definitely get to someone that you need.
And final question, because Dan and I have talked about this on the podcast for a long time actually, and we were talking about CA and CPA and the differences between them, and we were joking we were going to have a debate, but would IPA like to be included in that discussion about the differences in the debate about who's the best? I mean, we're not really going to debate that, but
we should be.
You should,
We sit above. Exactly. We're on our own pedestal. But as I said to you boys earlier, that it's IPA are sort of lesser known of the three. We have our Australian, UK and Chinese sort of arms to it, which we're slowly getting our name out there, which is great, and we're advocating at Parliament and everything through our CEO and our President. So we always want to be in that competition and put our front foot forward. And
all right, awesome. Well, you are welcome to join us and we look forward to doing that in the future with you guys.
Thank you.
We're on the ground here at the Accounting Business Expo, and we're here, you wouldn't believe it, it's the man on the street, not him.
The new one.
It's the new one.
The new one.
Who have we got?
I'm coming for you, Orford.
Yeah.
Nathan from Bathurst, Panorama Business and Financial.
Nice. Panorama, nice. That's like the racetrack,
like
obviously.
Like the racetrack, yep.
Yeah. How are you enjoying the conference?
It's been really good. I came down to Melbourne last year, and they do it well down here. Yeah. It's nice to get away from Sydney, because I really like Melbourne more. It's fun.
Yeah. what have you learned? Like, what's been the big learnings for you while you're here?
Oh, look, for me, sitting in your session yesterday, talking about capacity.
I was hoping you'd say that, so thank you.
Capacity is obviously a huge thing for us and me particularly, but you're coming to grips with the challenges they're in and trying to match that across the team. So that's a big one. Really enjoyed hearing from Jeff in Jeff's shed. I didn't realise they called this place Jeff Kennett's shed. He was pretty cool yesterday.
That was great, actually. Yeah, I think both the sort of keynote speeches on both days have been quite inspiring, or I've taken something away from them.
The Who Gives a Crap guy.
Yeah.
You were sitting beside me and the pop-up email came through that they've just released a beer. That was absolutely surreal. I couldn't get over that. So that was really cool.
Cheeky IPA, which is so good. I love the play on words there. It's got like a photo, or not a photo, but like a drawing of bum cheeks.
And that Who Gives a Crap combo should definitely go into the drunkies for the best non-alcoholic beer, because I don't really know that Heaps Normal is there. So
right. That's.
Can we go official nomination here, or do I have to submit some paperwork?
No. Go for it.
Best non-alcoholic drink is Heaps Normal.
Heaps Normal.
I agree with that. It's an excellent
beer. That one.
Anything else?
Oh, look, I thoroughly enjoyed seeing the correlation with sport yesterday too. I'm big on that. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in the triathlon. That sounds awesome. Better get a bike, mate.
You've got to get a bike.
Same height. I've probably got a spare one for you.
Yeah. Mate, you've got like a jet engine on yours or something. You're flying down hills way too fast from what we've heard. Yeah.
No, I think for me, accountants solving that workflow planning, it's been good to talk to the vendors about that and just keep joining the dots there.
You were telling us just before off air about Brief. Tell us what you're going to do with that.
Yeah, so Brief is a startup software that I think might be a way of capturing that meeting to meeting that we have trouble remembering on the spot, so capturing the key data there. Yeah. I think there's a piece of tech that will probably lead into that, but having rolling agendas for various types of meetings that automatically pre-fill, they send out a pulse to the client beforehand saying, this is the agenda and do you have anything else? Nice. So getting them to pre-think of the appointment too, I think it's another way of getting more efficiencies.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I don't know, I might just say it. I think we should nominate you to be the man on the street at the conferences that we're at from now on.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny we have to travel the furthest to do that, but I love this ABE. I get the free CPD points, but I actually get to come and see the two drunk accountants for starters. What a highlight. I should have said that.
It's most people's highlight. It's most people's highlight. Yeah, you're the only person not to have said that so far.
Oh, well, I got there eventually. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. Thanks for being the man on the street.
Thanks, guys.